The Massachusetts Senate appears ready to move beyond allegations that have raised questions about the chamber's leadership. The Senate will stick with Harriet Chandler as its president. Yesterday's decision blocks any hope that beleaguered Senator Stan Rosenberg had of quickly reassuming the presidency that he gave up temporarily last year. WBUR Steve Brown was on hand when the decision was made public.
Let me wait until I have the full Senate with me. Come on out.
Senate President Harriet Chandler leads her fellow Democrats into a marble statehouse hallway to face reporters. They emerge following a three-hour closed-door caucus in Chandler's office, which up until early December belonged to Stan Rosenberg, the former leader of the chamber brought down by the alleged actions of his husband, Brian Hefner. Without mentioning him by name, Chandler makes it clear Rosenberg will not regain his post this session.
Today, the Democratic caucus voiced their support to continue my term through the end of 2018. An election will be held on the first date of the 2019 season, which is January 2nd, as is the normal course of business for the Senate.
The decision removes a cloud of uncertainty that has hung over the chamber since the Boston Globe reported late last year that Hefner allegedly sexually assaulted or harassed four men with business on Beacon Hill and indicated that to give in to his advances, he would help put them in Rosenberg's good graces. Rosenberg has denied that he has done anything improper, but stepped aside pending an investigation by the Senate Ethics Committee. It's still ongoing, and he remains a member of the Senate. A further Globe report this past weekend that Rosenberg allowed Hefner to have access to his Senate email, calendar, and contacts prompted Senate Democrats to cement that Chandler will be in charge for the rest of the year in order to get the business of the Senate done.
We have reached a point where we are now into the business of doing what we're here to do, which is legislating. We have work to do for the people who've elected us, and we are now at the point where we need a president who has the full responsibilities and the full authority of a president of the Senate.
Chandler says she will not be a candidate for the Senate presidency next year. At least four senators are indicating that they would like the top job. They now have the next 11 months to line up support and get the votes they need. Rosenberg is free to run for his old job as well, but with his colleagues expressing a lack of confidence, a return to the Senate president's office may prove elusive, if not impossible. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.